Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game, and I wrote this book for you.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm glad you're here. Greg Cazera is here. He's still here. He's with the oil and gas industry, 35-year veteran of that industry. The author of Just the Fracks, Ma'am. I love that title. Greg Cozera, K-O-Z-E-R-A.com is his website. Greg, thanks again for being here. You also are in, you live in West Virginia, which is a state that has been, that's been under attack. Nothing less than a full assault, ladies and gentlemen, by the Obama administration. And true to his word, you got to give him his due. The president warned the coal industry in 2007 that he was coming after him, didn't he? And he did.
He did. And I that's one thing I can't fault the guy for. He told the coal industry what he was going to do.
And he says, I hate you. I don't like you. You don't need to exist, and I'm going to eradicate you, basically. And he set about doing that.
And, you know, what's sad is what they've done in so many places. You know, there were permits that were already issued, and it would be like us. Getting ready to drill a well, and just as for the rig starts, the EPA comes up and says, no, we pulled the permit, or someone trying to build a house, and just before they dig the basement, somebody says, wait a minute, we pulled that building. And that's what they've done to the coal industry. I mean, it's pathetic.
And it's really
hurt our country.
What was the purpose, do you think? What was he mad at? You know, remember the scene in the Jerk, where he says he's mad at these cans. Why is he so mad at coal?
And I don't know that. I honestly don't know if he's really mad at coal or if he really believes that coal is dirty and wind and solar are good. I mean, and that's what scared me. If he was really mad at him, but even then, at a leadership level, you ought to look at a big picture. But here's the reality: wind and solar cannot replace coal. It's that simple.
Right.
You can't do that. I mean, there's not. You can't.
Not in 2015, and maybe not in 2115. But. I don't have a problem with having that as a goal, but that's not where we are. Let's deal with reality.
Well, and here's what it means. And you know, here in West Virginia, it's clearly hurt our state. It's hurt Virginia. It's hurt Kentucky.
No
but
question.
It's a bigger thing that most people don't realize because they think, well, that's the coal miners. And it does. But I can tell you one thing about West Virginia, Virginia, Kentucky coal miners. When they get out of work, they can hunt, they can fish.
Yeah.
They'll survive. The people that are in real trouble and don't even know it, if you live in New York City, the East Coast cities, even places like Chicago, big cities, because what the EPA did, they're shutting all these coal plants down, and nobody actually pens to paper.
That's exactly right.
When these coal plants go away, what's going to replace them? Because
Let me tell you one other thing, Greg. A lot of people don't realize that the plants where your neighbors work have two rigs on them, two different inputs of energy on them. They have a coal input and then they have a natural gas input. And when you take away the coal option, and they flip back and forth depending on which provides the cheapest BTU, right? And when you eliminate one of those, and when natural gas goes up, and you've eliminated a cheaper BTU option, you're going to lose jobs, you're going to lose production, you're going to have jobs going overseas, and so what are you going to? I don't think they're going to like that either. What do you think?
Oh no, and it's all about dependability. I mean, at the end of the day, most people don't really understand where their energy comes from. Anyway, they just care the lights are on and the heat's on and the air conditioning's on.
Yep.
It's all good, but. Most people hadn't really thought about what happens if. And, you know, you wouldn't believe it how close we were in Ohio to brownouts because they'd shut those coal plants down when it was so cold last winter. So
yep.
And
when those plants go down, unlike the coal miners being ready to go back to work, when those plants go down, they don't come back.
Exactly. And that's the scary part. And you know, there's a little thing we call, we call it line loss. Because think about it. Even if wind and solar could do something, one of the problems they have, you got windmills way on a mountain somewhere or out in the field, farmer's field, and you got to ship that electricity to where they need it, which is the big city.
Right.
Well,
right.
By the time it leaves that windmill and gets to the big city, there's not much left because you got to squeeze it into that little line. And that's why we build power plants. If you look where the power plants are, they're not in the country, they're near the city. We can ship natural gas on pipelines, but electricity is a different world. So that's why it's so important. Coal really is the most efficient thing we have for producing electricity. Mm-hmm. And we can do it better than anybody.
And we have an infrastructure for it. We can't look at energy alternatives in a romantic way. We have to look at them in an economic way. Greg, give me your website one more time.
My website is gregcazera.com and justthefractbook.com.
All right. Hey, Greg, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back again another day.
Anytime,
we'll see you
Jim,
then.
Anytime. Have a great day.
Greg Cazera, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.